If you got your Bibles, go with me to Revelation chapter 13. Good to see all of you tonight. Good group out. We want to continue where we were last week. I'm not going to review much. I'm not going to review at all. I'm just going to get into the points. I may say a thing or two that I said last week, but I want to hop right in to the Bible study tonight. And how many's got your outline with you? I see some of you. If you don't have one, look off somebody else's, all right? I don't know if Gary's got any more left or not, but Revelation 13. And I want you to pray. There's a lot of our folks going through it. I got a couple prayer requests. I went to the hospital to visit today and visit with Jan Walton. I want you to pray for Jan. She's doing all right this evening, and we're praying for her and Sister Kim's mom. I want you to pray. Yesterday, I went to see my sister. She's a member here. My sister's a member here, and her husband. I want you to pray for them. Marlene is just, it broke my heart. She's in real bad shape, and my heart's broke tonight, and I'd like for you to pray for my sister. She's always been vibrant in my life. She took care of me when I was a boy, and we of the four kids, we were the closest two. We were just hooked together, and my heart's broke tonight. My sister's not doing well, and her husband's not either. I want you to pray for them. Revelation 13. Now, Chad, you asked me a little question, and I'm going to try to answer that plus some others. In Revelation 13, we are introduced to two beasts. And I tell you what, there's two beasts here. One that comes out of the sea, who I believe is the Antichrist, and then one that comes out of the earth, who is the false prophet. Now, there's been some false teaching about this passage, one of them being that the two beasts are the same. Well, that's not consistent. That's not even accurate, because when you look at Revelation chapter 20, chapter 19 and 20, the beast and the false prophet are cast into the abyss. So there's two beasts, okay? And one of them is a political leader that's going to be here soon, and one of them is going to be a religious leader who shines light on the first beast. Now, when I say beast, I'm saying the Antichrist, but I want you to listen carefully. I say the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist has been here since chapter 6, Chad. But in chapter 13, he actually becomes totally empowered by the devil. And also, he's going to be worshipped by this world. And we'll show you later on in our service today that he is actually going to walk into the temple of God and claim himself to be God, which is a fulfillment of the book of Daniel's prophecy, the abomination of desolation, speaking of Daniel the prophet. So if you want to make a note, Revelation 13 is right in the middle of the tribulation. And I'll prove that in just a moment. This is the middle of the tribulation, and I'll show you that as we read. Let's read these 10 verses again together. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, And his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. Now, last week I did tell you this is a fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy, amen, Daniel 7, 3 through 7, but it's in reverse order. You say, why is it in reverse order? Because we're looking back instead of looking forward. Daniel started out with Babylon, then Media Persia. Are y'all with me? And then Greece, and then Rome. But what we're doing here, we're going by Greece, Media Persia, and Babylon, because it's history. He's looking back. They were looking forward. Is that making sense? Amen. So let's go on. And the dragon gave him his power and seat and great authority. Now, verse 3 and 4, I'll really get into this tonight, and you may have some questions on your mind when I get here. But can I stop you for a moment? Now, how many of you know God's a Trinity? Okay, somebody help me. Name God's Trinity. Just somebody tell me real loud.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
And the three are?
One.
Okay. So Satan is a counterfeiter.
Right.
His desire has always been to take the throne of God and usurp God's authority.
Right.
So he is a Trinity. Let's name them. Number one, the dragon. That's Lucifer himself. Number two, the beast that comes out of the sea. Amen? That's typifying of the sun. And then number three, the beast that comes out of the earth, which is a picture and a counterfeit of the Holy Ghost. And by the way, when we get to study that next week about that beast that comes out of the earth, that beast that comes out of the earth does not try to shine light on himself. He's shining light on the first beast. By the way, I need to get this across. The Holy Spirit never shines light on himself. Somebody help me preach right there. This is important doctrine. I may get all chiseled and run me a rabbit here, right here. This is important doctrine. The Holy Spirit never, never exalts himself. But in a lot of our religion today, there is this movement to exalt the Holy Spirit. I got the Holy Spirit, but you don't. For example, I got the Holy Spirit because I talk in tongues. I got the Holy Spirit because I slay people in the Spirit. I got him. Like you're something. I want everyone to know I got him also. And I've never spoken in tongues. And I've never slayed anybody in the Spirit, but I wanted to. y'all get that later. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell you is Satan is a counterfeit. And it's in full blossom in chapter number 13. Boy, I'm going to show you. Let's go on. Let me read a little bit more. Look at verse 3. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. Whew. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is likened unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great blasphemies, or great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue how long? 40 and 2 months. Now stop right there. Stop a minute. How long is 40 and 2 months, Chad? 3.5 years. So it kind of makes sense to me, Chad. Now, I think I'm right here that this is right dab in the middle of tribulation. We have had 3.5 years of tribulation. Now we're at the middle part of the tribulation, and the beast will come in his full horror and satanic and full of the devil, and he will torment men for the next 42 months until the King of Kings comes and the Lord of Lords comes. Somebody help me preach. Listen, verse 6, and he opened his mouth in blaspheme against God. Now, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle. Stop right there. You asked me a question. I don't remember exactly how you framed it. Do it one more time. Yeah. When's that going to happen? Right there. Right there. When's the abomination of desolation that's spoken of Daniel, the prophet, happened? Just mark that down right there. To blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. He's going to walk right into the temple and claim himself to be God. I personally believe he's going to offer a sow, just like the Antiochus Epiphanes, the first type of the Antichrist did. He's going to blaspheme God. Y'all with me?
Amen.
And was given unto him to make war with the saints. Now you say, what saints is that? That's us. Is that us he's going to make war with? We're saints? No. Tribulation saints. There are going to be people saved after the rapture. Now, I am going to prove it a little bit. I don't know if I'll get it done tonight, but I am going to prove it a little bit. There are going to be a great, those that believe in Christ during the tribulation period, most of them are going to be martyred.
Yeah.
Amen, anyhow. It's going to cost something. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power is given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And if any, you talked about hearing a little bit ago. If any man hath an ear, let him what?
Hear.
Amazing verse. Amazing verse. Is that an amazing verse? Some of you might think, that's not an amazing verse. Oh, you just don't understand how amazing it is. Because it's what's left off that verse makes it amazing.
Amen.
I'll explain in a moment. Maybe I'll take a shot at it right now. Will y'all do me a favor? Go back in Revelation for a minute. I want to explain this verse and then go on into the teaching. But I want to show y'all something. Will you go back to Revelation chapter 2? When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Go real quick. I want you to do something with me. Just look at something. Look at verse 7. Chapter 2, when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
He that hath an ear, let him hear. That's just exactly what we just heard. But it says what the Spirit saith unto the what? Look at verse number 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear. What? The Spirit saith unto the churches. Wow. And if you read all the way down, look at verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says, though what? Any of y'all got that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to me carefully. I am a pre-trib, pre-millennialist. Now, what that means is this. Look at me. Get your antennas up. Christ is coming after the church. Pre-trib.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And coming back with the church post-trib.
Amen.
and establish a 1,000-year reign.
Yeah, right.
Now, there's some people believe in a mid-trib and a pre-wrath theory of the rapture. I think this verse right here proves them all wrong. Because seven times, which is the number of completion, seven times, it said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The tribulation period is not for the church.
Amen.
Somebody help me. It's not for the church. It's for, the church was a mystery. It is for God's people, Israel. Boy, good preacher.
Amen.
But anyway, I'll leave that, and I may say some more about that later. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I want all y'all to know what we are. We're pre-trib, pre-millennial. I am a dispensationalist. I teach it that way. I believe in the literal interpretation of the Bible. You interpret the Bible any other way, and you're going to get off track. There's people that believe Revelation has always already been fulfilled. It has not. There's no way you can read this book and say that's been fulfilled. But there's many teach it that way. All right, let's... I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. Let's go through the 4 points. You got your notes? I went over this a little bit, so I don't want to hit the first point too long. I covered it a little bit last week, but let me at least go over it a little bit. Satan works through evil individuals and governments to advance his kingdom. We read that last, that's verse 1 and verse number 2. This beast is going to come out of the abyss. Amen. There's going to be a whole lot of demonic activity. Am I preaching? And John sees this beast rising out with 10 horns and 7 heads. Now, we know the 7 heads are the 7 mountains of Rome. And ultimately, the 10 horns are a 10-nation confederacy that was once a part of the Roman Empire. Y'all with me? When we talk about this biography of the beast, these 10 heads, a horn speaks of great power. The 7 heads may draw from a 7-head monster mythology in ancient and new Eastern texts. Boy. But Revelation 17, will y'all go over to Revelation 17 with me for just a minute? I'm bogging down. I don't want to get too deep, but when you're into stuff here, you're deep already. Right, Chad? Look at verse number 9. This is amazing. The beast that thou sawest, now, who are we talking about? We're talking about the Antichrist. Was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wander, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and he is not and yet is. Y'all with me? Chad, what's that saying to us? Whole bunch of stuff. Y'all with me?
Amen.
Whew. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And, of course, if you look at verse 10, I went over that. I'm sorry, I missed that verse. And there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 is the other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must be there for a short time. And then verse 9, I didn't read that. Let me give that. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains which the woman setteth on. Now, who's the woman? The woman's a harlot. The false religion led by the false prophet. Everybody got it? How many are you swooning? You okay? I know this. I know this has got a lot to it. Now, let me draw your attention to the second point. Here's where we were last week, so let me dive right in. This Satan desires to be worshipped and treated like God. Do y'all know that? His agenda for this world is that he is worshipped above God. When he fell, he said, I will see my throne above his throne. His agenda has always been, I want to make myself like God. Now, did I say he was a counterfeit? Now, go back to 13. And look at verse number 3. Boy, this may be a little bit hard to chew, so just get ready to start chewing. Get your teeth ready. But I want you to see it, Denny. This is awesome. Did I say he was a counterfeit? Chad, did I say he was a counterfeit? So how far does he take the counterfeit? Tina, Faber, how far has he got? Well, let's look at verse 3 and 4. And one, I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Satan is a great counterfeiter, a great imposter. He wants to be God, but he never will. Look at verse 3. Now, just see if y'all see this here. I see a counterfeit resurrection. Do y'all?
Amen.
Said he had a deadly wound, and the wound was healed. Allison said he was, and he is. What's that talk about? He was here, he died, and he resurrected. Brother, you smile at me. That's a lot of stuff there, isn't it? I know what you're thinking. The devil can do that? Well, God gives the devil authority and power. He's not all-powerful. Whether this is a literal resurrection, I don't know. Fake, I don't know. But it's right there. How many sees it? Two of you? And then verse 4, we see him counterfeiting the worship of God. Verse 3 tells us that one of the heads of the beast seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed, leaving the whole world to be amazed and follow the beast. Now look at verse 14 of the same chapter. Are you there? Say amen. Look at that real quick. Chapter 13, 14. There, say amen real quick. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth, this false prophet, by the means of the miracles which he hath power to do in the sight of the beast, saying them that dwell on the earth, they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword, and he did live. So, y'all all with me? This is why the world, what do we worship? We don't worship, hey, we have a celebration for Christmas. But if Christmas is all it was, Lois, we have no worship. What we worship is the risen Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Who's our, who, why? Why do we worship God? Because he came from the grave.
Amen.
Am I right? Easter Sunday isn't about Easter eggs.
No, no.
It's about a living Savior.
Amen. Amen. Amen, preacher.
So look here. Satan. Wow. Has a death and burial and resurrection of the beast. Now you say, hello. Why do you think the whole world worshiped him? Y'all with me? You say, I don't understand all that. Well, I don't really understand it all either. I'm just reading what the Bible says.
Amen.
Now, let's delve into that a little bit more. Some believe. Now, let me get this across. Some believe it is a resurrection of a political entity such as the Roman Empire, dead and revived. Others believe that it is the death and resurrection of the personal Antichrist. Then others believe it's a combination of both. And I kind of feel like it is a combination of both. Because I do believe the Antichrist is going to be risen, but I do also tell you the Roman Empire is going to rise from the ashes and will be the last political entity upon this earth. How many believe that? Now, I will tell you this. Some believe that Nero is going to be resurrected. Some believe, and there's some people in the church believe this. Frankie's raising her hand. What are you going to say, Frankie? Might as well you teach it. What are you saying? You better say it louder. I can read lips. You know what she said? She said Judas. I don't know. But I think it's worth even. We're just teaching, aren't we, Lois? This is just enjoyable.
This is good.
Is this okay? Is this somewhat enjoyable? I hope it is.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, you said, well, why would anybody think Judas was the Antichrist? Well, we're going over it again. I'll probably go over it 50 times before you die. The Antichrist in 2 Thessalonians is called what?
The son of perdition.
Son of perdition.
Right, Tina? You're nodding your head. What's Judas' name?
Same thing.
Now, he wasn't just a son of perdition. He was the son of perdition.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yep. That's true. That's good preaching right there. Yeah.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Anybody? I hope y'all's not all confused. I'm not going to tell you to believe this. I'm just teaching. Hold on just 1 minute. Judas went to his own place. Now, I want to ask a question of the church. Boy, this is loaded, actually. Was anybody ever predetermined to go to hell? Anybody? I mean, you know, some of y'all, you know, God's predestinate you to go to hell, but he's predestined you to go. We know that's not true. But Judas said, was predetermined to go to hell if we follow the Old Testament passage. It's prophesied to come. And he went to his own place. Now, if he is the Antichrist, the place is the abyss. Because the Antichrist, the beast, comes out of the abyss. Oh, my. Is that a good oh, my, or a bad oh, my? Now, Brother Nips, I'm not telling you Judas is the Antichrist. I'm just saying it is a possibility. But I will say, and go on to the authority of the Word of God, Chad, the Antichrist is going to fake or have either a fake resurrection or he's going to be resurrected and the whole world's going to worship him. Whether it's Nero, Judas, I don't know, but I do know he's going to have a fake resurrection. Y'all believe it? Oh, it's 8:15, 16. I'm starting to feel like my sermons are like soap operas. You just cut them off and start them next week. Was you going to ask me a question? You want to wait or? What is the European Empire? The ten horns and ten heads are the, and the ten toes of Daniel are that's made of clay and iron. Because remember Daniel's image, the legs, Chad, were iron, right? And then that's that empire. And then we had the last empire that had part iron and part clay. Well, that's a restoration of the Roman Empire under those 10 nations. That's European. Why do you think everybody's trying to push this country into globalism? This country is a global country right now. We are so close to socialism.
Oh my. You're telling it, preacher.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that, but we are so close to socialism.
Yep, that's right.
And it'll blow your mind. I mean, half of our Congress are a bunch of socialists. But don't get me off on that. Lord God. All right, anybody have a question that I can... May I have another question? And I'll take it next week. How many's got questions in your mind about all this? Raise your hand. Would y'all please write them down? And I'll cover them. We okay? Okay. Right there is where I'm stopping. Now, I want you to know something. Now, can I have two more minutes?
Amen.
Do you all know right now there is a, how would I say it? I'm trying to, there's this big interest in Satan worship. Right now in this country, and by the way, some of these movements, the alphabet movement and some of those, they're rooted in it.
Amen. Yes, that's exactly
right. I never thought Putnam County would have down in this park a day for Satan in your county. In your county. Had a day for Satan. They was teaching them how to worship Satan.
They sure
did. There's a satanic temple right in West Virginia. I mean, right now, by the way, it's not far-fetched for me to know that there'll be an Antichrist one day and the whole world goes after him. That's not far-fetched to me. Because I think this world is wicked. But anyway, let's bow our heads for a moment. Let me ask this. How many of you know you're saved? Raise your hand. You're ready for Jesus. All right. How many learned one thing tonight? Amen. I hope it's all right. I feel like I'm going too slow. If I'm going too slow, you just tell me speed it up. I'll do my best. But I'd like for you to come up and try to do it too, because it's hard to speak. What are you shaking your head about? All right, let's stand dismissed. Everybody said this, say. Send me an email, jsmith@taysvalleybaptist.com of your question. jsmith@taysvalleybaptist.com and throw your question to me. I hate to give you all my email, but these people, God, I don't like having it now, so might as well have everybody have it. Amen. Our Father, thank you for the Bible study. I hope these people know how close we are to the end. How close the rapture is. Lord, how close, Lord, all this stuff I'm talking about is going to be after the rapture. And Lord, even so, come quickly. Thank you for a good group here taking part in the Bible study. And I'm hoping, Lord, they're learning something. And I do believe it'll all come together to them as when we get a little bit down the road with this, and it'll help them. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Good night.